Blog Talk Radio.
Now, here's Tom Farinella.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tom Farinella radio program. That's right. I am Tom Farinella. Welcome to have you. Great to have you aboard on this Monday afternoon, Monday evening. Yes, indeed. What is happening with you today? I am very interested in knowing. If you want to give me a call, you know the number, 347-326-9037. We have the chat, the internet chat window is open. So if you want to join us, come on in and join us. Today we're going to talk Mets, Jets, well, not sports so much as it is politics, but we're going to discuss Barack Obama, John McCain, Susan Palin. Who's Joe Biden? Somebody has to remind me who Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the vice presidential nominee for Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, so angelic, so godlike, isn't it? A joke, what has happened to the American political structure. We're so focused, so worried about getting a black man elected president that that's all they care about. They don't want to have the best man or woman elected, but they just want the black guy, so we can have history. When I say they, do you need to know who I'm talking about? It's the white, racist, illiberal elite in Hollywood, in the media, in every area of the world. We don't care about content. We don't care about content. We don't care about character. We don't care about achievement. We don't care about anything other than he's a black man and we need to have a black man in the White House. However, the woman, the broad running, Susan Palin, well, you know, who is she? She's just a housewife. Who cares what she has to... that's because she's conservative. She doesn't fall in line with us. She doesn't fall in line with the feminist bull. So she's just a broad who just works, you know, who has kids and should stay at home. She shouldn't be a working mom. For years, I've been listening about working moms and single families before my eyes. I watched a whole generation convert. Into single-parent families, overnight, in health classes all throughout the country. They're teaching kids in health, a psych, physical, health class, you know, health, where they teach you about sex and how to put on condoms. They also teach you about single-parent families and working moms or dual-working parents in the home. And there's something called a latchkey kid. You know what a latchkey kid is? A kid who has a key around his neck and gets dropped off at home because his mom's not there. Latchkey. Yeah. Yep. That's what it's all about. So I remember growing up and these new concepts were being introduced to us because they wanted it to be acceptable. And so we accept it. We've become acceptable. But the problem is now that Sarah Palin doesn't fit the bill. Sarah Palin doesn't fit the stereotype. So what do you have? Nothing but a barrage of people trying to go after her because she doesn't fall in line with the political elite, the people who control the news, the people who control the media, because she doesn't go lock, stop, step, and barrel with these morons. It's all of a sudden her problem. And the fact that she's a woman and has accomplished so much is irrelevant. And that's what happens. The women's movement and feminism and all that junk that they keep on going on about. Proud to be a woman. All this woman nonsense that went on with Hillary. It's all if you're a liberal woman. Only. It's not a gender advancement for conservative women. They're not about gender advancement for conservative women. The feminist movement is a group of phonies who care about one thing, liberal advancement. And they try to secretly, subliminally, gain advancement by playing this feminist card. Because they've cared so much about women, the advancement of women, they would be praising the nomination of Sarah Palin despite her political views. They are disgusted by her. They are embarrassed by her. To them, she is not a woman. She's not anything. She's a conservative man in their eyes. That's the equivalent. Yeah, I sound angry. Yeah, I'm yelling. Because I can't take this nonsense anymore. This double standard is ridiculous. Screw you, feminists. Ha! A woman a woman is running for vice president who doesn't fit your feminist bill. She doesn't like abortion. Oh, how dare she not like abortion? Well, she doesn't. She doesn't like abortion at all. You're afraid of that. You're afraid for the Sarah Palins of the world to come out of the shadows. Because you people have dominated the media with Hillary. You've dominated the media with Hillary so much that you've suppressed these people like Sarah Palin, with the women throughout the country who are conservative, who are alive. You want them to remain in the shadows. You want them to stay deep within the shadows. You would rather have illegal immigrants come out of the shadows before you would have conservative women like Sarah Palin. That's how un-American you morons are. See, because illegal immigrants can help their cause. Sarah Palin like women can't. This isn't a country about freedom of speech. This isn't a country about freedom of religion. Freedom of ideas and opinions. It's about the liberal way. And the only way that you can be a woman, a good woman running for high political office, is if you fall lock, stock, and barrel with a national organization of women and lock, stock, and barrel with the feminist movement. You know when I threw feminism under the bus? When I saw Patricia Ireland on television, on the Sunday morning TV shows, way back when, defending Bill Clinton. Why? You know why? Because he supported abortion. As long as you support abortion, you can trample all over women. You can treat them like second-class citizens. 20-year-olds as interns jam cigars up their vaginas and play with them in that way, that sick way, and that's okay. That's just fine as long as you sign the abortion bill. And I knew right then and there that this isn't about feminism. This is not about women's advancements of rights. It's about abortion. And I'm damn angry. It's about abortion. It's about the liberal agenda. That's all it's about. And if you have something to say about it, you call me and say it. But I tell you one thing. I am glad I am not a female liberal feminist. Damn pleased I'm not. Damn pleased. Because at the end of the day, which is my famous line, achievement is only based upon your affiliation. If you're affiliated with the right group of people, then you're considered a hero. Then you're considered good. But if you're not affiliated with the right group of people, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in big trouble. Because they throw you under the bus like they did Sarah Palin. They should be ashamed of them. Every feminist, every woman that has knocked Sarah Palin should be ashamed of themselves. Yeah, I'm talking about you, all of you liberals out there. All of you liberals, talking about you.
When are you going to learn? Huh? When are you going to learn that you have been found out? That you have been exposed? That you can no longer portray yourselves as these objective, independent women. You're dead in the pan of liberals who are simply vying for the liberal vote. And you're actually working for the liberal cause. And that's all you care about. Yep, that's all you care about. We're going to take a quick break. Over the weekend, I came across some very interesting audio. One of my investigative reporters out in the field was able to pull this out. I think it's a special rally just before the Democratic National Committee with a couple of key Democratic players. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back. On the Tom Farinella Radio Show.
Here's Tom Farinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
Now it's time for the ladies of the day. Now I present to you the great first lady and senator from New York, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the first lady of the radio, first black president, Hillary. Thank you very much, Reverend. It's so great to be here. I thank all of you for coming out for your support. You know, we can still win this thing. As long as I have your support, as long as you keep donating to my campaign, we can make this thing go. Because we all know that Michelle Obama is a self-hating American bitch. So, what will happen is, Bill and I have a secret weapon. Now, I promise you, that as long as you keep funding Bill and I, we'll unleash this weapon. Although, I must unequivocally say, my support is behind Barack Obama. I do support him. But we can still win this thing in November. Don't give up. Because what we have will carry all the votes of the superdelegates. I guarantee it. So please, just keep your patience strong. I am going to be your president in November, come hell or high water. Barack Obama, no, he will not. However, I still support the presumptive nominee. Please, I'm telling you, and I promise I won't cry, I need your support. So when it comes November and after we unleash this very little secret, we're going to say, not goddamn America, goddamn Obama. All right. That's right. That's great. Thank you, sweet Hillary. Now, in a few words from a distinguished friend of mine, to give the support, Congressman, from Harlem, New York.
Love Talk Radio.
None other than Joan Rangel. Thank you very much, Reverend. It's a distinct pleasure and honor for me to be here. As you know, I am Congressman Rangel. I control all the money that's going on in Congress right now. I'm the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which means every dime that gets spent in the Congress has to pass through my very sticky thing. I'll make sure if you help me make sure that I'll all of them get to all the money and deserves and more. If we make Hillary the presumptive nominee for the Republican. Although we all do acknowledge that he is a presumptive nominee. There's no denying it. No denying it at all. As we say in the Harlem, he's the man. That's right. I've never been so good with the ghetto talk, but I can tell you one thing. I know how to walk the walk for your district. And there's a reason why every single election you find people of Harlem re-elect me with 97.9% of the vote. It's because I'm the only guy who ever got this shit. But nevertheless, we have to stand behind Sister Hillary. And now it's my honor to introduce to you the real first Black President of the United States. Yes, the distinguished and honored President Bill Clinton.
Stop. Wow. I can't tell you how great I am. How grateful I am to be here. You know, Hillary and I, we're trying hard to make sense of all this. I won't talk to that guy, Obama, he's too much, you know. I don't know what to make of all this. He's a second-rate guy. Hillary and I came here, and what you know, we brought with us today a very white guy. That's right. The white guy's name is my good friend. He's adopted me like a son. He was the guy I beat to get in the office. now he's my white father I never had. Ladies and gentlemen, George H.W. Bush.
Thank you, Bill. Not very often that I come to these types of hallowed settings where everything is so grand and superb. And I know that America needs a good woman. And even though I'm a Republican, I still say it's not prudent for me to be here, but I come. And so I say, let's say we love America. And for that reason, it's not prudent for me to take any sides, but I can think you can understand why I'm here. And I thank you very much for having me.
All right. So you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When that coffer comes around, when that plate, that silver plate, that silver plate comes around, you know what you gotta do. You gotta make sure Mr. Hillary gets her campaign back to zero. She owed $11 million. We're gonna give her $12 million. Nay, we'll give her $30 million. 40, 50, whatever we want. We're the people of God. So when you think about that donation, we ever need a new stage, we ever need a new suit or tent, wherever in the money, make sure that coffer is filled. And remember, goddamn Obama. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, he is. Thank you.
And now, here's Tom Farinella. And now, here's Tom Farinella.
That's the one I wanted. Hello, everybody. Tom Farinella here. The Tom Farinella radio program. Wow! The copper, the money. Remember that guy? He's coming back. He will be back. The great month of October, yes, indeed, I believe, awaits for the big October surprise. What will it be? I do not know, but I can tell you one thing. Obama, 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 Obama. Wow, did you hear Reverend Wright? Wow, that was powerful stuff. At least he's honest. Reverend needs a new Mercedes, and Reverend needs some new suits, or 10 of them, he said, 10. At least the Reverend's honest. Whew, that's some exciting stuff. And then President Bush was there. He was right. We need a good woman in the White House. Maybe he was there to undermine the Democrats. Maybe he was there to undermine the Democrats. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that good stuff because this is the most intriguing broadcast in America, where we give you great secret church meetings and everything else. You can't get it anywhere else. Are any of the following issues of concern to you or your family? If you're having difficulty paying your credit card bills, call me. Do you or anyone you know need a criminal lawyer? Call me. Are you thinking about a divorce? Call me. If you have child support or custody issues, you can call me. Hi, I'm Thomas Farinella, and I have a full-service law firm plus a debt relief agency assisting people going into bankruptcy. Whatever your legal problem is, we can assist you and make sure you know your legal rights. Call me today at 917-806-7053 or see my website at www.lawtaf.com. That's www.lawtaf.com. Call today and seek resolution. We serve Metro New York and Long Island with offices in Queens and Manhattan. We are available 24 hours a day, and we have weekend and evening appointments. Call 917-806-7053. That's 917-806-7053, and let me help you seek resolution to your legal problems today.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
Are any of the following issues a concern to you or your family? If you're having difficulty paying your credit card bills,
Farinella.
Smooth talker I am, but there's somebody else who's not a smooth talker.
I think there's a really good chance that Sarah Bannon could be present. I think that's a really good thing. I don't know anything about her. I don't think anything about her. mayor of a really small town. He's the governor of Alaska for a few years. I just don't understand. You know, there's a 1 out of 3 chance, if not more, that McCain doesn't survive his first term. I think there's a really good chance that Sarah Palin could be president, and I think that's a really scary thing, because I don't know anything about her. I don't think in 8 weeks I'm going to know anything about her. I know that she was the mayor of a really, really small town, and she's the governor of Alaska for
what has Obama done?
I don't understand. I think the pick was made for political purposes.
What has Obama done?
It's a disaster. You do the actuary tables. You know, there's a 1 out of 3 chance, if not more, that McCain doesn't
survive. Oh, actuary tables. Now Matt Damon is an expert in actuary tables. Who the hell found this moron? Huh? Where did this? What rock did this moron crawl out from under? Go back in your left-wing, ridiculous way of thinking. Go back under that rock. Go find Ben Affleck. And go, you know, go do your lovey-dovey screenplay. Go write another screenplay or something. Do you understand he just listed off Sarah Palin's achievements that far exceed anything that Obama has ever done? They far exceed. They're way off the map. They're way off the map compared to what Obama's done. Because you know why? I've done more than Obama. I, Tom Farinow, have done more than Obama. What has he done? Nothing. He's done nothing. He served in the United States Senate barely for 146 days before he decided to run for president of the United States. And since then, he's done nothing. Is this not just outrageous? Yes, and I thank Ozone, who's right now blogging or chatting with me. But he did remind me that Obama was a community organizer. Yes, a community organizer. And if you reside in the state of New York, your distinguished governor, Governor Patterson, said that at the convention when they used the word community organizer, it was a subliminal racist message. You see how sick these people are? They're diseased. Here is a guy who day after Spitzer gets bumped out of office because of a sex scandal, goes out there and starts admitting his own sex scandal. How bright is he? The first black governor of New York. By default, he wasn't even supposed to be there. The only reason why he was there was because Spitzer wanted some patsy sitting in his spot. So he picked the black guy. Yeah, yeah, that's right. He picked a black guy. So he wanted the least threatening figure as lieutenant governor so he would feel safe. That's how ego and Nigel, that psychopath is. We all saw what happened in this big spitz. The big spitz went rolling off of what do you want to call it? How can we say it? My quips aren't coming because there is no way to describe Spitzer. Mount Perfect. Somebody had a knock on his door and let him know he wasn't God anymore. Community organizer. What the hell is a community organizer? For all intents and purposes, I'm a community organizer. Let's go, people. Anybody who's listening, let's organize. There, I've become a community organizer. Let's listen to more of Matt Damon. I mean, this man is just, he is so insightful. He's doing actuary charts. Matt Damon spending his precious money on actuary charts. So Someone should do an actuary chart on him. How much longer do we have to watch you in your stupid movies? Unfortunately, this moron has made money with the Bourne identity. But he's nothing more. He's nothing like the character he portrays, a brave guy. Come on. Play, Matt. More Matt.
President Palin. And it really, you know, we were talking about it earlier.
He's talking about
like a really bad Disney movie. You know, the hockey.
It's like a really bad Disney movie? You know what, Matt? I know this is old news, but it's stuff like this that has to be constantly replayed. Because you know what? If this was a female liberal who is nominated as a woman, it would be a great day in history. That's why I didn't take it. That's what Hillary said. I didn't want to become vice president. So I didn't want to be like Sarah Palin. I wanted to be president. I wanted to be president of the world. And Obama came in and took it from me. How dare he? So Matt, it was supposed to be a nice cartoon for me. These people are out of their minds. They're out of their freaking minds. Do you understand it? Whew. They are loopy. They're making me loopy. They're nuts. They're nuts.
Mom, you know, oh, I'm just a hockey mom from Alaska, and she's the president, and it's like she's facing down Vladimir Putin. And
yeah, I give Sarah Palin more of a chance in getting someone with Vladimir Putin than Hillary Clinton or any other woman. You see something, though? You always want people to underestimate, and that's what's happened here. So they took the bait. At least they took the bait in thinking that Sarah Palin was underqualified. Because you know what? She's sharper and she's shrewder than all these men who keep on telling her she's not. Here's Matt Damon, another man. Another man. Just another jealous man. Telling you how good and competent she isn't. What a moron. Really, you are an idiot, Matt.
You know, the folksy stuff she learned at the hockey, you know, rank. You know,
folksy
stuff. It's absurd. It's totally absurd, and
listen,
I don't understand why more people aren't talking about
it. Ah, you see, you got, when if you watch the YouTube interview, look at Matt Damon's face. It's totally absurd. He wants to scream and say, why? Why did they nominate her? They were supposed to nominate some white old man like Obama did. Our silver fox champion, Joe Biden. The great Joe Biden. Why did they nominate a dinosaur relic like him? That's what's going on in his mind right now. His mind is screaming, saying, why? Why? Why do they nominate this woman who's got charisma and charm, and people can relate to her. They can understand her. They almost, oh no, I even feel like I am a liberal. I must fight this. I must fight this very much. Yes, that's what's happening in the liberal world. And if you're listening right now and you're saying this guy is out of his mind, well, think about this. That's what's going on in these people's heads. That's right. That's right. That's what's happening in Matt Damon's head, and that's what's happening in all of these people. Is that even right? I was so riled up. All these morons. That sounds better, right? These morons, heads, that's what's going on. They are fighting inside. There's an internal struggle. They just want to come out and say that it's not fair. They cheated. they weren't supposed to nominate somebody that they weren't supposed to nominate somebody that had substance. Okay, folks, we're back. If I was brutally cut off, I just found out that the Hillary Clinton campaign, I'm sorry, no, Hillary wouldn't do that. It was the Barack Obama people broke into my lines and shut me down. Yep. So anyway, we were in the middle of Matt Damon and the conversation that's going on inside Matt Damon's head and the other liberal morons, their heads, what's happening with them and what are they thinking? And right now they're screaming inside because they just can't figure out how they've been outsmarted by an old John McCain. That's right. They've been outsmarted by an old John McCain. How dare this old artifact do so well. Oh, my God. And then, you know, actually, I was just thinking about it. Hillary's probably fuming, too. I wanted to be the first vice president anything. I wanted to be the first president, vice president, whatever it was. Nancy Pelosi is the first speaker of the House. But I'm supposed to be the first president. If the president, vice president. And I'm crying. And there aren't even cameras around anymore. Where have all the cameras gone? They left me. They left me. But worse, not even for Barack Obama. It's for a few minutes. After the convention, I was the toast of the town. I was Sally Bowles for a day. I was the toast of Mayfair. And then, guess what, man? This woman bamboozled everybody. Miss Sarah Palin. She came in and she stole woman. She stole woman. Meaning that being a woman, a banging political office was cool. That was reserved for me. I hate Barack Obama because he took it all away. Is that true, Hillary? Yes. They should be mocking me on Saturday Night Live. But not as bad with that hack Amy Poehler who still can't figure out my impression. But the brilliant Tina Fey, who's Emmy nominated and who has her own show, she's a woman. What do I do?
Well, Hillary, you
shut up! Shut up, you! You don't even want to hear. You stupid, dumb president. I had to go back to showing cigars up Monica and leave me alone. I can see the meltdown. But Hillary, just don't be so mad. You. If it wasn't for you and your Redford Jackson comment in South Carolina, I'd be the presidential nominee. I'd be the first real woman to be in the White House. Instead, it's going to be Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin's going to be the first woman in the White House. That was reserved for me. If Obama didn't win, I was going to be in the office next.
Whew. And so you have it. And then you got Barack Obama. Completely useless. I have news for you. I find Matt Damon more interesting than Barack Obama for the simple fact that you're going to get stupid nonsense out of his mouth, but it's not going to be for effect. It's not going to be for effect. The nonsense coming out of his mouth is he really means it. So he actually is being stupid, thinking. For real. It's like a real stupid. Where Obama's stupid is like Obama just, you know, he's all tied into Resco and everybody else. So any mechanism of his mouth is not real. But like Matt Damon actually thinks that what he's saying is relatively important. He thinks it matters.
How absurd it is. It's a really terrifying possibility. The fact that we've gotten this far and we're that close to this being a reality is crazy.
No! This is what his mind's saying right now. No! It can't become a reality. Oh, my God. More Republicans. More realities. You know, if I were Matt Damon, this is what I would say. wow, I'm an actor. And I don't care who gets elected president because, from my standpoint, I'm a businessman. And if I'm a businessman, I want everybody to like me.
That's right.
No. I want everybody to go to my movies. I don't want to offend a particular portion of the population. But that's how stupid he is. If I was his business manager, if I was advising him on anything, I would ask to be relieved of duty because I don't want to be the one responsible for his asinine mistakes. Who do you think drives the market? Conservative soccer moms throughout the country. You realize that? I think Hillary just wants back in. Matt Damon wants Hillary back in, but she's not coming back. I don't think she is. Maybe she is. Maybe that's the October surprise to the Democrats. I just want to say that this is the best October surprise I could have gotten. I never could imagine that I would ever be back on the national stage so quick. But when Barack Obama called me up and said, listen, Joe Biden's really effing this thing up. I need your help. Where can I count on your support? And I said, absolutely. Absolutely. Barack Obama has Hillary Clinton's support. And in having Hillary Clinton's support, I don't have to cry anymore on TV. I can just be the same old miserable bitch that I've been all along. See, I had a conversation with my therapist who said, Hillary, the best thing that can happen to you is to be vice president because you still have access to all the toilet paper that you can steal or take, borrow. Steal is such a harsh word. You have access to all the free travel. And you have access to everything you have access to as president just about. But you don't have access. You don't have to worry about being president. How great is that? Good therapist, right? So, in October, if that's what we hear, actually, she would never be that honest, but that's just about what's going on in her head. Meanwhile, they have some guy up the block from them, the Clintons in Chappaqua do, who murdered his wife. Three doors down. Oh, God. Bubba probably said, I better get out of here. Oh, I'm being anywhere near this. Next thing you know, Republicans in Congress will try to blame me for that guy killing his wife. Well, who's better than the Clintons? I mean, you always get a good show with them. But now you have Obama here. And Obama is virtually useless. Just like this guy.
Crazy. I need to know if she really thinks dinosaurs were here 4,000 years ago. That's an important. I want to know that. I really do. Because she's going to have the nuclear codes. You know? I want to know if she thinks dinosaurs were here 4,000 years ago. Or if she banned books or tried to ban books. I mean, we can't have that.
Oh. We can't have that. excuse me. Let's see. Should we have more from the enlightened moron? Yeah, let's see if we could run it again. But this is the thing. Moron extraordinaire actually thinks that he's saying something of value. And I have problems with that. I think it should be a crime. I think what happens when people like Matt Damon speak, I think it should be they should be first of all, any actor in Hollywood who wants to speak, you know, in public on their own, should have to. There should be some law that disassociates them with their fame. I don't know how to do that, but I think he should have a license before he speaks.
I think there's a really good chance that Sarah Palin could be president.
There you go.
I think that's a really scary thing, because I don't know anything about her. I don't think in 8 weeks I'm going to know anything about her. I know that she was the mayor of a really, really small town, and she's the governor of Alaska for less than 2 years.
Okay.
I don't understand. I think the pick was made for political purposes.
Obama did.
It's a disaster.
And Obama, okay.
The actuary tables, you know, is a 1 out of 3 chance, if not more, that McCain doesn't survive his first term.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be President Palin. And
right.
It really, you know.
And how do you do actuary tables?
It's like a really bad Disney movie. You know, the hockey mom.
And the funny thing about it is, the funny thing about this clip that I love so much about listening to this clip. Shut up, you moron! Shut up! God almighty. The thing about that clip that I love is the reporter is laughing. Whoever the liberal reporter is with Matt Damon is finding his bad Disney movie comment comical. You know why? Because he's an objective member of the press. He's objective. He has no formulated opinion when he wakes up in the morning or goes to bed at night. He's not a card-carrying liberal. He's an objective reporter. But Matt Damon said something humorous. Could you imagine if you said that Obama sounds like a bad Disney cartoon or whatever his stupid slogan is? What would happen? You already have moron Patterson in New York saying that community organizer is racist. Subliminal messages. Yes, and as Ozone points out, 90% in the chat room, 90% of the reporters are Democrats. Yes. But the notion that they try to carry on as objective reporters is ridiculous. What can I do? I got to get this show on a regular basis. I have got to promote the show as much as possible. I got to be here every night, and I got to make sure that I build an audience, because I need to make sure something happens in November. And that's if Barack Obama does not get elected. I may buy billboards. Anybody out there who owns and has lots of money that wants to donate a billboard to our new foundation, we're going to start a foundation. Let's start the foundation. The Stop Obama Express. No, that's probably Sean Hannity. You know, you see how you can't listen to radio shows before you do your own? Because you start to sound like a repeat, a retread. Stop. It's the stop. Anyway. No, it's going to be something creative. Like, No Obama Nation 08. I like that. No Obama Nation 08. Yeah, Obama Nation. No abomination? Oh, I know it. Not an abomination in a way. Ha! How do you like that? That sounds groovy. Doesn't it? Hold on. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I have another reporter out in the field. And he's in a church. That's right. Hello. Welcome to the pulpit in the Church of Reverend Wright. I'm here to talk about Sarah Palin. No. Sarah Palin ain't never had to wait for no cab.
Sarah Palin never. Sarah Palin ain't never had to wait for no cab. Sarah Palin is Hillary's sister. Oh, it's Hillary's sister. I don't understand Obama. My Obama has gone astray. But that's what happens. You know why? You know why? Because he's afraid. He's afraid of his true heritage. My Obama. I raised that boy. I raised that boy from a young age. I showed him how to rob, cheat, and steal without them realizing it. But now, he's forgetting all the lessons I've taught him. He don't want no part of me. And you know what I say? God bless Obama. He got so much. But you know what? I told you God would damn Hillary, and God did damn Hillary. All right. Woo, you're not so Reverend Wright. Where did he come from? That's right, yes. The Ozone, Save Us From Hell Foundation. That's what we'll call it. We'll call it the Save Us From Hell Foundation. The not so Reverend Wright. Did you think that the not so Reverend Wright's going to go away? He's coming back. The not so Reverend Wright will be back. You know that. You know he's going to be back, and Obama cannot run from him anymore. I think the October surprise has to do with something that the Republicans have that directly tie him to Reverend Wright. Or to some conspiracy, or to something. I think the October surprise is going to be. At this point, any dirt that the Clintons have at this point probably would be effective, because if they could knock Obama out of the box now, then she would be a walk-in, a shoo-in for 2012, right? Isn't that the point at this stage? She needs to do whatever she could possibly do to win. To stay ahead of the game. I don't know. Whew. But at the end of the day, which is my famous quote, which is I have to get the blog put together because it's in the section called "At the End of the Day." There is much to be said about I'm just looking here at the YouTube stuff. Sarah Palin. Yeah, I mean, you know, she's what do you call it? She is a spitfire. She is a spitfire. I like her. I think she's got. Some serious appeal. I think she's got some serious appeal. And I think she has real, real charisma. Not this self-invoked, godlike charisma that Obama has instilled, or pressed upon himself.
Anybody ever realize that? Everything Obama has done, it's been self-appointed, self-given, self-everything.
Mr. Chairman, delegates, and fellow citizens, I will be honored to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States. I love those hockey moms. You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick. As mayor of my hometown. And since our opponents in this presidential election seem to look down on that experience, let me explain to them what the job involves. Like a community organizer,
yes.
Except
yes.
That you have actual
that's right.
responsibility.
That's right. There you go. Test up. That's right.
I would add that in small towns, we don't quite know what to make of a candidate who lavishes praise on working people when they're listening and then talks about how bitterly they cling to their religion and guns when those people aren't listening.
That's right. That's why they don't like you, Sarah. You told Obama where to go.
No,
you can't do that, Sarah.
Candidates who don't talk about us one way in Scranton and another way in San Francisco.
That's right. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Damn.
My running mate, you can be certain that wherever he goes and whoever is listening, John McCain is the same man.
No. That's right. Ah.
Well, I'm not a member of the permanent political establishment.
No, you're not. Thank God.
And
praise Jesus that you're not.
I've learned quickly these last few days that if you're not a member in good standing of the Washington elite, then some in the media consider a candidate unqualified for that reason alone. But
as they look at NBC. That's right, boo! That's right. Thank God somebody had a pair.
Now, here's a little news flash.
Breaking news right now.
Here's a little news flash for those reporters and commentators. I'm not going to Washington to seek their good opinion. I'm going to Washington to serve the people of this great
country. Yeah, you see, that's why they don't like Sarah Palin. She told them, I'm a tough broad, okay? I don't need to wear pantsuits. I need to wear pantsuits, I mean. I have to be strong, Sarah. That's what Hillary's saying. Sarah, don't make fun of me because I have terrible thighs. I've struggled with those thighs my whole life. But I've managed to overcome so much. I've managed to overcome so much, Sarah. Sarah Palin. I've overcome so much. It's just because you look good. Your skirt. And you can wear a skirt. And you have a pretty face. All of a sudden, you have the
eyes of the prodigal.
Take that away from me, but you, they treat you, Sarah Palin, like a goddess. And this is because you could wear a skirt because you don't have thighs like me. And well, you see, Hillary, I told you to get rid of those thighs years ago. I think we would have avoided the whole monarchy thing. Shut up, you! Before there's another murder on this street in Chappaqua. Shut up, you! Shut up and make sure. I'll make sure you never talk again. You monarch! You did this all to me! I bore your daughter. I bore your child. And I was promised so much more. And that's why. That's why Sarah Palin is hated. And I'll say hated because it is the right word. She told all of them go take a walk. A long walk off a short pier. She kicked them right in the ass. I told him to get out of her house. Believe it or not, the one thing, I'm no dead in the wool McCain supporter either, but with McCain, he really told these people where to go a while ago. So now Sarah Palin's here, and Sarah Palin's throwing it around, and she's doing it with authority, and doing it relatively well. There's nothing good about what she has to say, according to these people. She should be silent. You know, the thing about it is that I, at this point, haven't been able to go on like this, excuse me, for an hour and 20 minutes, because that's how much passion has been running through my body to try and discuss with you what has happened. You understand? It's inspired me so much so that I'm able to sit here and go through all of this carrying on. Because That's how pissed off I've been about the whole thing. Yeah, it's true. It really is true. And at the end, you know, and my, I will reserve my prediction. I don't know how long, but maybe I could work with the ozone. that's a whole nother thing, the global warming thing. Maybe I can work with the ozone to start this Save Us From Hell Foundation, and then we could come out with an official prediction on the election. Let's continue with my hero, Sarah Palin. And you know, the first thing, the thing about it is, I have been telling my friends and family for some time, it's pathetic that the Republican Party has not been able to put forth an inspiring person, same as the Democratic Party. I don't find Obama to be a smooth-talking inspiration. I find him to be a cheap suit that's trying to come off as a very expensive suit, a knockoff. He's no better than a Gucci bag on Canal Street in New York City. I'm not going to have these people lecture me, especially Obama, on being elite and who's not. Are you kidding me? But it's been such a long time that I've found somebody to be inspired by in terms of a politician. But I'm actually surprised. But Sarah Palin did come out of the woodwork, but thank God she did. Restored my hope. And a lot of conservatives throughout the land is open. That's the problem. That's the dirty little problem. Is that people like me who could take McCain and or leave them are inspired again. We're ready to go back out there and push the line because she's inspired us to do so. That's right. Oh, they hate a motivated conservative base. Last year it was gay marriage that did it. This year it's Sarah Palin.
When I took on the old politics as usual in Juneau, when I stood up to the special interests and the lobbyists and the big oil companies and the good old boys, suddenly I realized that sudden and relentless reform never sits well with entrenched interests and power brokers. That's why true reform is so hard to achieve. But with the support of the citizens of Alaska, we shook things up. And in short order, we put the government of our state back on the side of the people. And despite fierce opposition from oil company lobbyists who kind of like things the way that they were, we broke their monopoly on power and resources. As governor, I insisted on competition and basic fairness to end their control of our state and return it to the people. I fought to bring about the largest private sector infrastructure project in North American history. And when that deal was struck, we began a nearly $40 billion natural gas pipeline to help lead America to energy independence. When the last section is laid and its valves are open, we'll lead America one step farther away from dependence on dangerous foreign powers that do not have our interests at heart. The stakes for our nation could not be higher. When a hurricane strikes in the Gulf of Mexico, this country should not be so dependent on imported oil that we're forced to draw from our strategic petroleum reserves. And families cannot throw more and more of their paychecks on gas and heating oil. With Russia wanting to control a vital pipeline in the Caucasus and to divide and intimidate our European allies by using energy as a weapon, we cannot leave ourselves at the mercy of foreign suppliers. Our opponents say again and again that drilling will not solve all of America's energy problems, as if we didn't know that already. But the fact that drilling, though, won't solve every problem is no excuse to do nothing at all.
That's right.
Starting in January, in a McCain-Palin administration, we're going to lay more pipelines and build more nuclear plants and create jobs with clean coal and move forward on solar, wind, geothermal, and other alternative sources. We need American sources of resources. We need American energy brought to you by American ingenuity and produced by American workers.
There you go.
For a season, a gifted speaker can inspire with his words. But for a lifetime, John McCain has inspired with his deeds. If character is the measure in this election, and hope the theme, and change the goal we share, then I ask you to join our cause. Join our cause and help America elect a great man as the next president of the United States.
There you go. So now this is the problem here. They cannot stand that she came in here and knocked everybody off their feet at the convention. It continued to knock people off their feet. And God forbid, Obama's the only guy who's supposed to be treated with star treatment. He's the only guy on the block that's supposed to be treated like a celebrity. Oh, these dirty Republicans are not letting Sarah Palin out of the box. They're keeping her hidden. Yes. Yes. Because as Hollywood moron actors like Matt Damon and the rest of them know, overexposure kills. Well, I guess maybe in the event of Joe Biden, it doesn't matter. Where is Joe Biden lately? I mean, ever since he told that guy to stand up, the congressman who couldn't stand up because he was in a wheelchair, completely insensitive, politically incorrect remark that he got a pass on. But that's, again, Joe Biden. Ever since he told that guy, asked that guy to stand up when he couldn't, and when he said that Hillary would be the better nominee. That's right. Even Joe Biden said I would be a better nominee. But still, here I am in the middle of nowhere. I think I walked over the bridge to nowhere. Oh, sweet Hillary. You know, the thing about Hillary is that she always gave us so much to chew on. I think it would have been much more fun having her running for president. I think it's just that. Actually, no. You know what? I can honestly say there's been nothing more sweet. The only reason why I give Barack Obama credit, if I ever do, is because he really just dismantled the entire Clinton campaign. And his people, which goes to show you something. This is a lesson that if a guy like Obama was able to defraud and out scam the Clintons. Well, wouldn't you agree that he's pretty dangerous? Yeah. And that's what I have to say about that.
I truly, truly see it as who's the more devious fox. Clearly, the Obama campaign has a group of tacticians who are as devious as they come. This is the Tom Farinella Radio Show, taptalk.com. If you want to give us a call, 347-326-9037, we'd love to hear from you. But we've been just having a ball today, an absolute ball, going on about, I mean, Hillary's come by, the not-so-reverend Wright has come by, and we have had a bastion of fun at the expense of these fine people. But let me do this. Over the weekend, I told you we had come across some news-breaking information about the Reverend Wright. It was a secret feed that was discovered in the in one of his churches, and we were able to. Apparently, there's a group of them around. Hillary was there, and Congressman Charles Rangel, fresh off of his stint of trying to figure out how to get around.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
Now it's time for the lady of the dead. Now I present to you the great first lady and senator from New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the first lady of the real first black president, Hillary Rodham.
Thank you very much, Reverend. It's so great to be here. I thank all of you for coming out for your support. You know, we can still win this thing. As long as I have your support, as long as you keep going in my campaign, we can make this thing go. Because we all know that Michelle Obama is a self-hating American bitch. So, what will happen is, Bill and I have a secret weapon. Now, I promise you, as long as you keep funding Bill and I, we'll unleash this weapon. Although, I must unequivocally say, my support is behind Barack Obama. I do support him. But we can still win this thing in November. Don't give up. Because what we have will carry all the votes of the superdelegates, I guarantee it. So please, just keep your patience strong. I am going to be your president in November, come hell or high water. Barack Obama, no, he will not. However, I still support the presumptive nominee. Please, I'm telling you, I promise I won't cry. I need your support. So when it comes November and after we unleash this dirty little secret, we're going to say, not goddamn America, goddamn Obama.
All right. That's right. That's great. Thank you, sweet Hillary. Now it's two words from a distinguished friend of mine. Give us support, Congressman, from Harlem, New York. None other than Charles Rangel. Thank you very much, Reverend. It's a distinct pleasure and honor for me to be here. As you know, I am Marcus Brando. I control all the money that's going on in Congress right now. I'm the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which means every dime that gets spent in the Congress has to pass through my very sticky fingers. I'll make sure, if you help me make sure, that Harlem gets all the money it deserves and more, if we make Hillary the presumptive nominee instead of Obama. Although, we all do acknowledge that he is the presumptive nominee. There's no denying it. No denying it at all. As we say in the Harlem, he's the man. That's right. I've never been so good with the ghetto talk, but I can tell you one thing. I know how to walk the walk. We are the distance. And there's a reason why every single election, you people, you find people of Harlem re-elect me with 97.9% of the vote. It's because I'm the only guy who ever got this shit. But nevertheless, we have to stand behind Sister Hillary. And now it's my honor to introduce to you the real first black president of the United States. Yes, the distinguished and honored President Bill Clinton.
Stop. Wow. I can't tell you how great I am. How grateful I am to be here. You know, Hillary and I, we're trying hard to make sense of all this. I won't talk to that guy, Obama, because he's too much, you know. I don't know what to make of all this, but he's a second-rate guy. Hillary and I came here, and what you know, we brought with us today a very white guy. That's right. The white guy's name is my good friend. He's adopted me like a son. He was the guy I beat to get in the office. Now he's my white father I never had. Ladies and gentlemen, George H.W. Bush.
Thank you, Bill. Not very often do I come to these types of hallowed settings where everything is so strange, it's superb. And I know that America needs a good woman. And even though I'm a Republican, I still say it's not prudent for me to be here, but I come. And so I say, let's say we love America. And for that reason, it's not prudent for me to take any sides, but I can think and understand why I'm here. And I thank you very much for having me.
Alrighty.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When that coffer comes around, when that plate, that silver plate comes around, you know what you gotta do. You gotta make sure Sister Hillary gets her campaign back to zero. She owes $11 million. We'll give her $12 million. Hey, we'll give her $30 million. 40, 50, whatever we want. We're the people of God. So when you think about that donation, wherever need a new stand, wherever need a new soup or tent, wherever in need of money, make sure that coffee is filled. And remember, God damn Obama. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, he is.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
Tom,
just kidding. It's time for the Dream Podcast in America. The Tom Farinella Show.
And now, Tom Farinella.
Ah, yes, indeed, it is I. Tom Farinella, the Tom Farinella radio program. Wow, there's so much revealed. Reverend needs the money. That's right. Reverend needs the money. He needs a new Mercedes. Not one suit, but 10 suits. At least Reverend, the not-so-Reverend Wright, as only heard here on the Tom Farinella Show, is honest. There he is. We'll have some more sermons from the not-so-Reverend Wright. Not necessarily in this show, but shows to follow. That is right. The not-so-Reverend Wright, he does know how to deliver, doesn't he? What do you think? If you just heard that soundbite, you want to give us a call, please do so. You can do so by calling me, the Tom Farinella Show, at 3. Whew, I am just full of energy. 347. Whoops. Something with my switchboard just went down. Okay. Why did the switchboard just go down? I hope. Oh, we're still on the air. I hope we're still on. I tell you, it is, you know, it, whoever said that the broadcasting business is easy is a lie. I don't think anybody ever has said that. But I am, yeah, my switchboard is down. So now, if you finally decided to call, my switchboard is acting up. Yeah, error. There we go. The Obama people again, they've been listening. They've been listening. We're monitoring the show here in the studio, so I don't know why we're having issues with the switchboard. 347-326-9037 is the number, but I can't get you right now because my switchboard has gone down. I don't understand why. Oh, there it is. It's back up. 347-326-9037. Give us a call right now. We want to hear from you, especially if you just heard the Obama thing. Are you part of the Obama Nation? I think you should be. I think you should send money to Obama. Because he's going to need all the help he can get. Especially with the likes of Sarah Palin running around. She really is a spitfire who has told the establishment where to go. And because of that, they despise her existence. They don't like her. I don't know if you've looked at the Drudge Report. That's a good information for news. The DrudgeReport.com. It looks like everybody's falling off the financial face of the earth.
AIG. Lehman Brothers. Merrill Lynch. They're all tied together. I don't know what could be causing this panic. Perhaps the notion that Obama may be president, perhaps? I don't know. But the political climate is nasty out there right now. People are relentlessly nasty. And they don't like what they see because they're afraid. Yep. So let's listen now. As Sarah Palin is portrayed on Saturday Night Live.
Also getting downright funny as the comedians, of course, take it.
Nope, that's not her. Sorry. Again, production genius here. Here we go. Are you eagerly awaiting?
Fang is a dead ringer for Sarah Palin. Well, she did not disappoint. Check it out.
Tonight, we are crossing party lines to address the now very ugly role that sexism is playing in the campaign. An issue which I am frankly surprised to hear people suddenly care about. You know, Hillary and I don't agree on anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy. And I can see Russia from my house.
You know what? Here's how pathetic Saturday Night Live is. I can do a better Hillary impression. You realize that?
I love Tina Fey. She's every ugly role that sexism is playing in the campaign. An issue which I am frankly surprised to hear people suddenly care about. Lines to address the now very ugly.
Why should it be said like this? Is it really? I'm suddenly surprised that people care about it. See, that's Hillary. That's talent. Being able to speak like Hillary, I'm not even a woman. Oh my God, Sarah Palin. Who's Sarah Palin? So silly. So silly. Let's look at it. Let's just see here. I'm trying to get a full, of course, YouTube just has, NBC has claimed copyright problems, so they've taken it down. Oh, NBC, the National Broadcasting Channel. Yeah, that's it. Whew. So I guess you just get the clips.
Fang is a dead.
Oh, I don't want her anymore.
Fang is a dead.
You have to. I guess you have to. I don't know why it's.
But let's talk a little politics now. We all know this election getting a little bit ugly now with the ads back and forth, but it's
no.
also getting downright funny as the comedians, of course.
Oh, yeah. The reporters really do know how not. I mean, they really will just go with anything.
Meantime, a political dead ringer is what many are calling actress Tina Fey's portrayal of Sarah Palin on Saturday
Tina,
Night
Tina
Live.
Tina Fey is a political dead ringer, but the other moron is Amy Poehler.
Meantime, a political dead. Who
cares? I can't get anything here on YouTube without it being deemed copyrightable. So let's not play around with NBC trying to keep it off. Maybe they'll try to sell it for millions of dollars. Oh. And that's where it is. So if you just joined us, this is the Tom Farinella Radio Show. I am Tom Farinella, and I'm your host here at thetaptalk.com. So great to have you all aboard. I'm back in action for how much longer, I don't know. But I will try to be here as regular as possible because this is too fun. You know, and if I could just get some more show prep from my producer, who I can never seem to find. Where are you? He left again. I might actually be able to... do a bang-up job, unlike the one here today, where I'm just pushing buttons and hoping. Let's see. This is great. Did you hear this one?
You mentioned the Christian faith. Yesterday you took off after the Republicans for suggesting you have Muslim connections. Just a few minutes ago, Rick Davis, John McCain's campaign manager, said they've never done that. This is a false and cynical attempt to play victim.
You know what? I mean, these guys love to throw a rock and hide their hands. The
McCain campaign has never suggested you have Muslim connections.
No, but the... I don't think that when you look at what is being promulgated on Fox News, let's say, and Republican commentators who are closely allied to these folks.
John McCain said that's wrong.
No, well, look, you and I both know that the minute that Governor Palin was forced to talk about her daughter, I immediately said, that's off limits.
And Thomas said the same thing about question to say.
And what was the first thing the McCain campaign went out and did? They said, these liberal blogs that support Obama are out there attacking Governor Palin.
And the point, you see, this is the insanity of these morons. Oh, this is why I can't, this is, now here I am. I was calm. The blood pressure was going back. Yes! Your liberal blogs who support you were brutal. They were vicious. That's not allowed. You cannot criticize this man. It gets better.
Suggesting. You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about...
I think that John McCain... has not promulgated the improper perpetuity of approximateness in the hyper-sensitive, politically correct, overly enthusiastic, unduly whelming, situational type of society. Does transportation have three syllables? Transport. Of the charlatans of the can't say USA, that's too regular. Yeah, no. Give me another word. the greatest country and the most powerful place in the world since the Industrial Revolution. We got two industrial, five syllables in revolution. Yeah, we got five syllables out of that one. Does this guy measure the words he uses before he says them? Is that why he takes so long to speak without a teleprompter?
My Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right. The better
some what? The Freudian slip.
Absolutely right. The better not
Christian
come.
Faith.
Your McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. What I was suggesting. You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. What I was suggesting. You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. And you're absolutely right that that is. You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that is not
Christian
my Christian faith. And, well, what I'm saying is he hasn't suggested that I'm a Muslim, and I think that his campaign upper echelons have not either.
They're upper echelons.
Is that
how about their campaign? His campaign people.
Camp. There have been efforts.
Speak like an like a normal person.
I'm not who I am when it comes to my faith, something which I find deeply offensive, and that has been going on.
Not allowed to say that he was educated in the madras. Can't say that. Can't say that. Can't say that Barack was educated in the madras. Not allowed to say that. Well, I'm saying it. Barack Hussein Obama was educated in the madras. And, you know, I'm not yelling. I'm yelling because of the frustration. I'm speaking loud. I'm trying to enunciate the words. I'm trying to proliferate. All right, folks. I think that the clock is getting thin. And you know what? This studio I'm in is hot as hell right now. I don't even know. Am I still on the air? I have to find out if I'm still on the air. They may have shut me off by now. Again, the Barack people may have figured out where I was and infiltrated. Yeah, I'm still here. All right, the people who are monitoring the program at the Tom Farinella Show have stated that I am, in fact, still on the radio. On the radio. Da-da-da-da. On the radio. All right, thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the Tom Farinella Show. If, in fact, you want to listen again, we will be back. Hold on. No, we're not ready to go, are we?
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the Tom Farinella Show right here at taptalk.com at blogtalkradio.com. It is so fun to be here. I want to thank you all for listening. I would like to thank the Ozone for contributing today on the air with during the chat. Your participation was so very much appreciated. And until next time, what happened to my music? This is Tom Farinella reminding you, if you don't speak up, you'll never be heard. With,
Tom Farinello reminding you, if you don't speak up, you'll never be heard.
But I think I'm still on the air, aren't I? Yep, I'm still on the air. Okay, well, I'm trying to get off the air, but they won't let me. That's right. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Tom Farinella Show. You have a great night. Drive safe, be well, and do not do anything that I wouldn't do, which includes, I don't know, anything that Barack Obama would do. Until next time, this is Tom Farinella reminding you, if you don't speak out, you'll never, ever, ever be heard. Thank you.